This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
DJV Health on the air, this time with Dr. Ken Kronos from his clinic down in Florida. Lake Cardiology is where he practices medicine. He's a preventative cardiologist. A lot of people around the country place a lot of stock in what he does. He does a lot of research. He actually has good advice, and his advice is good. That's what I always say a lot when people say, characterize Dr. Ken, and that's how I characterize him. He's here to go through a lot of the studies that have been done and published over the past week. Much of it, as you know, over the past year certainly has been around the coronavirus information, new info. So here's a study that reveals blood type. I thought that early on with COVID, it was mentioned that if you had A, was it A positive or A negative, you were more susceptible to getting this. I have A positive blood. Didn't seem to affect me, but I'm wondering if that's what this study is about, Ken.
Well, there's a new study that just came out. In fact, says that, yes, if you have A plus, if you have A blood type, that you are more susceptible, that the virus actually likes to attach better to your lung tissue cells if it has the A-type antigen of your blood type.
So why would that be? Well, what is there about A blood, A plus or minus, positive or negative? What is there that would make this more likely to take on the virus?
Well, it seems that there's a protein on the red blood, on the cells in your lungs if you have A-type blood, and this protein in the lung cells is favorable for attachment by the virus. And that's what the thought is, why this susceptibility.
Has there been a study as to how many, that was a suggestion, but has it been studied as to how many actually did get it? Is that where the information comes from, that somebody has studied it and they say, yeah, okay,
well,
all these eight people.
It seems to be a predominant, it seems to be more likely if you have type A blood that you'll get it. It seems both. They looked at this basic mechanism and it exists, and then they looked at the numbers and they exist. So there seems to be something there. It doesn't mean that if you have another type of blood, you definitely won't get it. It just means you're more susceptible.
Well, I mean, think about it in terms, I use myself as a guinea pig. We talk a lot about the things that you find out about me, and it's good to share. So I just told you that I have A plus, A positive blood. Now, I had my shot on Tuesday of this past week, and the first shot, it was Pfizer. My shoulder, where they stuck the needle, doesn't feel a thing. I don't have any itching even there. My body hasn't reacted, and it's been 3 days when we're having this conversation with Ken. So am I in the clear? And if I didn't have a reaction to it, what does that mean, if anything?
So you felt nothing. You had the injection 3 days ago, and the next day you didn't feel tired?
Zero. Nope. Well, I am now, but I...
Wait. The next day, did you have some fatigue?
The next day, I had come back from Denver on a late flight, so I only had a couple of hours sleep the day before that, or that day when I went on the air, and then I went to get my shot. I had only had 2 or 3 hours sleep.
So you don't know if it was due to...
I don't know whether it was that. I was sleepy, and I went to bed early that night.
So we don't know. You may have had fatigue from the injection, but you may have had it because you didn't get enough sleep.
Yes.
And, okay, you didn't have any chills, muscle aches?
Nope. None
nothing
of that.
Like that?
Zero. Yep.
No headache?
And I tell you, well, I've had headaches, but you know, I've had a headache
consistently. Nothing that you can associate with this. Okay.
Not that I noticed, no.
Well, It's nice.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Wait a minute. Now, that's an interesting question, because I have off and on, I had a headache when I was in Denver, and I took a couple of aspirin, and it went away. And I thought to myself, okay, this is because I'm at, you know, the Mile High City. It's 7,000 feet above sea level. I just come from the coast where the sea level is. It doesn't usually affect me when I go to Denver, but maybe it did this time. Is there anything to that, do you think?
Yeah, that headache may have been from the injection. So, because it's in the studies with the vaccine that you had, 95% effectiveness, 50% of the people had some reaction, mm-hmm. and not a big reaction, but some fatigue, right. Something. And but 45% had nothing. So it's not a great thing if you say, oh, I felt great, I felt nothing, because then we're not 100% sure that your immune system.
We dig into it.
We're not 100% sure that the immune system was triggered. And we'd like to hear that you had at least something, so we know we triggered the immune system with the injection.
Well, that may be the headache.
The folks who come in and tell me, oh, I felt nothing, and they feel, and they're excited about the fact that they felt fine. I'm not so excited about that. You know, I want you to feel a little something. But again, I want to reassure you that just because you felt nothing doesn't mean the vaccine didn't work.
No, and I thought it worked. I thought it, yeah. I have no
well, we don't know. We don't know yet, because you need a second one. And you know, we don't know whether you have built up antibodies. But hopefully it did.
Is there a test? Okay, so in 3 weeks I get the next shot.
Weeks you get another shot, and then with the Pfizer vaccine, it's 1 to 2 weeks after that when you have the full effect. And in someone like yourself, I would wait 2 weeks till you have the second shot, and then you would know that you have the full effect of the vaccine.
All right. Well, we'll have to check that out one way or another. Here's something that you've done some research on, belly fat. Let's see, I want to interject some other things, just not just COVID this week. Belly fat can adapt to resist weight loss strategies. Let's talk about that and what that report indicates.
And confirm this myself. And what this means is that all fat in the body is not the same. And anybody who works out would agree with this report. This was reported this week in the medical journal Cell Reports, where they actually looked at people working out, and they noticed that the fat in the belly is the last to go. It's different than the fat elsewhere, and it is very hard to get that fat out. So if you're working out and just struggling with getting the fat in the abdomen down and all the other fat goes away, that is actually how the body works. It changes that fat. It's different type of fat than what's found in the rest of the body. And the body somehow is able to adjust and preserve that fat against all else when you're working out.
That's interesting. Very interesting. All right. Speaking of fat, let me help you lose some of that. Losing the weight is very important. Maybe you've been on a diet. Maybe you've been on some kind of exercise program. Maybe you've done the Oprah Weight Watcher thing. Maybe you've done Jenny Craig. Whatever you've done to this point, if it's been successful, good. 2 points for you. Now, how do you keep the weight off that you worked hard to lose? Are you going to stay with those products that you purchased or eat Weight Watcher food for the rest of your life? Or what are you going to do? Well, my suggestion, and the suggestion of lots of people who have had really good luck, a good experience with Calitrin, is to get on the program. You can use it in conjunction with other weight loss programs, and then keep on it so that it will keep the weight off. That's really what they herald at toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin. The formula doesn't have any stimulants in it, doesn't have any drugs in it, doesn't have any gluten in it. It's a safe way to keep that weight off. 45 days after you start taking it, you will see the results. So this is something, it takes patience. Losing weight and keeping it off, training your body to keep it off, is not an easy task. But it is made easier by using Calitrin. So if you want to check it out, please, and you'll understand why to choose Calitrin once you've spent a little bit of time on the website, toploss.com. Very good. Private sessions available as well from the folks. You got questions, they've got answers for you. All you have to do is call the 800 number on the website, and you'll get a counselor assigned to you. Clinical studies prove that Calitrin works. Bing, bang, boom, that's it. So, go to toploss.com, put your order in, you buy one, get another one free, as many as you want. Buy as many as you want, get an equal number without having to pay for them. It's a great incentive to get on the product and stay on it. I just stay on it, I'm going to stay on it forever, because I like what it does to the rest of my body. The collagen's great for your skin, yeah, the joints, all kinds of great stuff. Check it out for yourself. Toploss.com is the site. And use the DJV code on checkout so you don't have to pay for shipping. And you get the one-on-one, the BOGO deal. That's toploss.com. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. The Catholic bishops say don't take the J&J vaccine. Johnson & Johnson used old cells that the Catholics say was derived from abortions. What do you say to that? What does a doctor say to something like that, Ken?
I would have to learn a little bit more about that. I don't want to get into abortion on this show. And I was surprised. I'm surprised to hear that. And yeah. I think we need to look into that a little more.
Apparently, when this came to light, it was when Trump was treated with this stuff. The monoclonal antibody treatment was basically from the same cell lines that, you know, was used to create the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. So anyway, it's the whole business about cells and what's going on with stem cell research. We're really behind the times here in this country, aren't we, when you consider all the research being done on stem cells everywhere else?
Well, I think there's hopefully some way to thread the needle and make everybody happy and get the benefits and not deal with the issues.
Yeah, well, that's a problem. People don't want to deal with the issues, unfortunately. And I think it may be a phony issue, frankly. It could be, it could come across that way for sure. All right, Dr. Ken, don't forget our weekly podcast at djvhealthshow.com. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken, continuing momentarily.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Back with Dr. Ken from Lake Cardiology. If you have a, after you've listened to Ken, you got a hankering to talk to him, and he can't fly down to Florida, a lot of people don't want to travel still, so try the telemedicine route. At his clinic, you can talk to him and his staff, 352-735-1400 is the number for Ken. That's 352-735-1400 at Lake Cardiology. Take advantage of his manner, bedside manner. He gets 5 stars from everybody who goes to see him. You'll like the experience and you'll certainly be helped out a lot. Ken, what do you think about the new variants? It seems that there's a coronavirus variant in New York this week. A couple of researchers have said they found this variant, I guess not only in New York, but elsewhere in the Northeast. So, you know, do we... what do we do? Or do we?
Well, what do we do? Hopefully, we all get vaccinated as soon as possible, and that's the solution to the variants. And we're in a race. Are we going to get to herd immunity before new variants develop of this virus where the vaccine has no effect? And that will determine how quickly we can get back to normal life and get over this. Viruses predictably mutate and make so-called variants that are different than the original virus. This happens. That's why we get a different flu shot every year. This happens with viruses. It just goes with the territory. And fortunately, as of this moment, the current vaccines appear at least to prevent from death from all of the variants and even hospitalization. But this is continuing to be studied. And the one variant that is of most concern regarding the effectiveness of the current available vaccines is the South African variant. We know the Brazil variant has arrived in America. We know especially the British variant, the UK variant has arrived. The UK variant, the vaccines are quite effective with, but that variant is much more contagious than the original virus. The South African variant is the one where the vaccines that are available are still, it's not clear whether they're as effective as we would like. Mm-hmm. In fact, Pfizer and Moderna are already working on a booster for the vaccines that would be specific to the South African variant in case it's needed. It hasn't been determined yet whether a booster is going to need to be given, but they're actually making it just in case. And the key is, viruses, unlike bacteria, fungi, other organisms, parasites that cause illness, viruses, they can't live on their own. They need a living source to carry on. And the COVID-19 is a human virus, so if it doesn't have a human source, it's gone. It's dead. And that's why enough of us need to be vaccinated, so adequate source of the COVID-19 to live no longer exists, and that's how we'll get rid of it. When COVID-19 is not living, it can't make variants, and then we can all get back to our life.
I want to know a little bit, we'll talk about this as we can in the next half hour of DJV Health, the variant in Brazil. You know, people have been talking about the African one, they've been talking about others. The question comes up on whether these people who have had that variant already, they've recovered. Are they immune? Apparently some have gotten it over again, and one would wonder why that would be. I don't think we've seen too much of that Brazilian stuff here in America. We'll pursue that with Ken and other important information about the COVID situation, maybe a couple of other things that are affecting you and your health that don't have to do with COVID. Let's see what we can do for time here. It's half past the hour now, or close to it, on this week's DJV Health Show with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Magnet School served many Connecticut communities with primarily Black and Hispanic students. So to ensure racial integration, rules were adopted requiring at least 25% of new students to be white or Asian. One school in New Haven had to close because it could not meet those requirements. And in Hartford, Black and Hispanic students have been turned away. A brave group called the Connecticut Parents Union is suing the state because its enrollment standards discriminate. Discriminating against any group is wrong because it misses the greatest lesson of the American Civil Rights Movement, that people should not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. America's first principle is that all people are created equal, and our policies ought to reflect that.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Sergeant!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
They're even shaped like hearts. So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice, meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Sergeant!
Happy Heart Shapes are back for a limited time. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A federal judge has ordered a 2-month continuance in the case of the man who sat at Speaker Nancy Pelosi's desk during the January 6th riot at the Capitol. Richard Barnett erupted at the judge during the virtual hearing. The adjournment means he'll be detained until the next hearing. A Dallas police officer with 13 years on the force has been charged with capital murder. Police Chief Eddie Garcia says Brian Reiser was charged after a man came forward claiming that Reiser had ordered him to kill a man and a woman in 2017.
There's an old adage in police work that says that no one hates a bad cop more than a good cop. We hire individuals from the human race, and when we find individuals such as this, it's the actions that we take afterwards that we should be judged by. We will hold ourselves accountable to the highest levels.
Reiser is now on administrative leave. This is USA Radio News.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
The DEA has put out a warning about telephone scammers that impersonate DEA agents in an attempt to extort money or steal information. USA's John Clemens reports.
What you're about to hear will shock you. It's a phone recording of an actual DEA agent jumping on a call from a possible victim who notified officials that these scammers were calling him. Listen carefully as the scammer threatens to shoot the agent.
If you have a warrant for this gentleman, I'd be more than happy to pick it up.
White boy profuse.
If you're trying to tell me that you're part of the DEA and he was involved in something, I think I would know about it.
Please, sir, just get yourself out from this case. Otherwise, I will find you anyhow and I will shoot you, okay? Better you just keep yourself away from this matter.
Reporting these scam calls will help federal agents find, arrest, and then stop the criminals engaged in this fraud.
Americans are paying more each month for their car loans. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, here's Tim Berg.
Americans are paying more than ever each month for their car loans. The average loan payment of a new car is now around $600. That's according to Experian's 2020 Auto Financing Report. Loans for used cars also breaking records, with drivers borrowing around $24,000. It's the first time monthly payments on used cars has reached over $400. This is because the price of all vehicles has increased with demand due to the pandemic.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Moving back into the COVID zone and the health zone here on DJV Health. Doug Steffen, Dr. Ken, we've had some advertisers here on the program that have focused on that these are nasal sprays and how they reduce COVID symptoms. Can we explain the difference between symptoms and reality? If you have the symptom, does that mean you're going to get it and vice versa? I guess, is that a clinical term? You have all the symptoms of COVID-19. Okay, do I have it? Well, we're not sure. I mean, I've heard that story, haven't you?
No, well, it's because you got to use the language and understand what you mean when you use medical terms. This is what happens when you have a degree without really having a degree. So this is doctor talk. This is doctor talk.
Yeah.
You know, when people complain of how they feel, they have signs or symptoms. You know, a sign is like having a rash. A symptom is having muscle aches, a sore throat, shortness of breath, and one can complain of symptoms. And there are few diseases that have a unique symptom that is specific to that disease. And there's a big, long medical word for that, which I won't even bore everybody with. But so these symptoms overlap various diseases, and that's where you make a diagnosis, and you take a history, you collect the patient's signs and symptoms, you do a physical exam, you collect their physical findings, and with that information, you then do your lab work, and your lab work for COVID-19 is the test for the antigen. And that's where, you know, we swab your nostril. Sometimes we can use the saliva. And so there's a test, a lab test for the antigen to determine if it's present. So we put all of that together in our doctor discovery minds, and then we come up with a diagnosis. And then the diagnosis is it COVID-19 or not? So that's kind of how we get to the answer. The goal is to get the right diagnosis, and then we collect information along the road there, signs, symptoms, physical findings, and lab tests.
All right. So if you've had, whether it's a Brazilian variant or whatever other, you know, kinds of COVID there are, what is your advice to people who think if they've recovered that they're covered, if you know what I mean?
Well,
people will say, I don't need the shot.
Okay. So what will happen is you'll have signs and symptoms, and we all know them by now, the shortness of breath, the fever, the cough, sometimes a headache. Sometimes it can be something like even a sinus headache. It's been known that you can get GI symptoms, but the shortness of breath, the cough, the fever, those are the muscle aches, those are the most common, and then you get tested for COVID and the test comes back positive, you know you have it. And your body will make antibodies against the virus, and in about a couple of weeks you'll be cleared, or sooner, but you know, in about a couple of weeks is a good number that your body will clear yourself of the virus by the antibody. And we know when you're infected naturally, you have about 90 days of effective antibody to keep yourself immune. But after that, you need the vaccine to extend your immunity so you don't get it again, you don't get one of the variants. And stay tuned, because we're not yet sure whether even any of us are going to need a booster for the variants. But right now, there's no recommendation to get a booster yet. And hopefully, the current vaccines that we have will at least prevent death and hospitalization, because that's truly the goal. If it doesn't prevent any infection, any illness, that's reasonable. But what we want is preventing death and hospitalization. And so far, it looks like the current vaccines are at least doing that. But if that changes, there's a booster ready to be administered.
Dr. Ken Kronos, Doug Steffen here. Don't forget about our DGV Health podcast that feature Ken every week. A couple of the most recent ones have, as usual, a lot of COVID information, the vaccine, that sort of thing. The questions that I ask about immune systems, they seem to be, I don't think they're repetitive, but we have a lot of concerns about that sort of thing. And the question comes up on this particular conversation, whether you get by with one dose of the COVID vaccine. Find out what Ken says about that on that DJV Health Show podcast. And there's another one that gets us to focus on, again, the different vaccines and why they are good or not. And then what happens after you have a vaccination. You know, we repeat some of this stuff every week because it needs to be underscored, because people have a lot of questions and they may not hear us each week go through all of the information. So you can get it, all of it recapped every week, DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Here's an invitation to get a great night's rest. Certainly a lot of medical items. There are all kinds of stories all the time about getting good rest. There's a question about sleep and whether that may raise the risk for dementia that I'm going to talk to Ken about as we continue here. A lot of problems because of COVID, certainly, over the past year. So are you doing your best to make sure you don't have coronasomnia? That's what they're calling it, coronasomnia, which is sleep-related, the stress from it keeping you awake at night. Well, if you want to make sure you have a fighting chance to get a great night's sleep, then you need to go to MyPillow.com and find out how it's changed a lot of people's lives. These pillows, the fact that you can put them into the position that will cradle your neck and your head, fabulous. And now there's an offer on premium MyPillows. That's the one that started it all.
lowest price right now saves you $40 over the cost of the premium My Pillows, whether it's queen size, king size. You save $40. Adjust your pillow. Love the fill. That's gonna be a lot of people react to feathers. They're allergic to them. You don't have any allergy problems with My Pillow. 10-year warranty. Washable, dryable. It'll stay healthy for a long, long time. 100% made in the USA. 100% guaranteed. So go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. You'll find not only the story about the pillows, but deep discounts on the Giza Dream Sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, the towel sets. All right, you ready? Go to MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Specials page. Use the DJV code to make sure you get these $40 bargains. All right? It is a fabulous thing for us to be able to address our sleep problems. So take action yourself. Go to MyPillow.com on checkout. Use the discount code DJV.
The past 4 years have shown us that social media companies like Twitter and Facebook have become the new nanny state. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. Over the past few years, the far left has demonstrated that they are not too fond of the First Amendment. Some have suggested passing laws that would change America's approach to free speech, but Twitter and Facebook have already been implementing the far left's anti-free speech agenda. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg altered the platform's algorithm after Election Day to promote establishment media outlets like CNN and others while suppressing conservative-leaning news sites. A few weeks before the election, Twitter suppressed a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's shady business dealings with China. By censoring conservatives on their platforms, they want to ensure that users are exposed to leftist ideas over conservative ideas. Their biased censorship practices are already making Marxism into a reality without the government. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news, where truth matters.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Dell's semi-annual sale is the perfect time to power up productivity and gaming victories. Now you can save what Dell employees save on high-performance tech. Save 17% on the latest XPS and Alienware computers with Intel Core processors. Plus, check out exclusive savings on Dell monitors, headsets, and accessories for greater immersion in all you do. Upgrade today by calling 800-BUY-DELL. Again, that's 800-BUY-DELL, or you can visit dell.com/semi-annual sale.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology down in Mardora, Florida. Catch him at 352-735-1400 for a most valuable telemedical exchange. He's doing a lot of stuff on, what are you doing? Are you doing half and half? You're doing in-person office visits? Would you say half of your time was on the telemedicine connections, or how does it break down?
I'd say about 20 to 25% we do telehealth. You know, it's in cardiology, unlike, let's say, psychiatry or dermatology, and it's a little hard to do an electrocardiogram over the phone. I mean, there are some things we can do by phone, but we're probably doing about a quarter, 20 to 25% by phone. It's a nice item option for some things, fortunately, as the number of cases is dramatically diminishing, I think people are hopefully beginning to feel more comfortable about going in face-to-face, and obviously we're taking all the precautions to make sure that it's a safe experience, but I think having the telehealth option is a great option. I hope it just remains, because for some things, it is very, very helpful and convenient and time-saving for everybody, and works very well.
To sort of underscore what you were saying about what's going on in terms of visits, a lot of the big hospitals, I looked at a number around the country in some of the major cities, 3, 4, 5 hospitals closing down because they didn't do, weren't able to do other procedures during COVID, so they didn't have enough money to keep the doors open. How much of a danger
is that? Absolutely. Yeah. The number of preventive procedures, elective procedures, dramatically down in the last year, and it is having an issue. You would think right now the people who work in healthcare would have job security, but some people who work in healthcare actually have been losing their jobs as they work in areas of healthcare that is elective, and the procedures are not more of the life-threatening variety. But I think that's going to come back as we open up a lot of other things, and people are going to need to catch up. And I urge people to keep up with their preventive care, mammograms, all things like that. Cancer and heart disease is, among other issues, are going to be, unfortunately, affected and increased because of COVID-19. Not only is depression, suicide, drug abuse going to be worse because of the treatment that we've recommended to prevent COVID-19, but heart disease and cancer, because the preventive care that has been advised is not occurring as it should, and hopefully people will start getting back to their preventive care.
All right, let's go back to that discussion I had about sleep. There's a one of the journals that you follow has an overview of how little sleep may, if you don't get enough sleep, it looks like to me anyway. You translate it for us. But is that the story, that if you don't get enough rest, you raise the risk of you getting dementia?
Absolutely. And there is some increasing dementia lately. Part of it is being felt to people just not getting enough sleep through all this COVID anxiety and stress, and definitely getting under 6 hours of sleep. You know, we all need 7 to 8, but it seems especially when you start getting under 6, you're dramatically increasing your risk of getting dementia or making dementia worse if you have dementia.
All right, back to vaccinations. The president says every adult will be vaccinated by the end of May. Is that optimistic? I heard some people say end of April. What do you think the numbers are?
Well, and you have to interpret what President Biden said.
Dr. Biden, is there a doctor in the house?
Dr. Biden, PhD, Dr. Biden. Is his wife. But, but President Biden said this week that every adult can be vaccinated, that there would be availability of vaccine by the end of May for any American adult who would want the vaccine. And then the question is, you know, you jump to the next step when you said what you said before, that they will be vaccinated. Then you have to hope that enough of us will be willing to be vaccinated so that we can get to herd immunity. Because when we get vaccinated ourselves, we're not only helping ourselves, we're helping the people we love, our friends, our family, because we're waiting to get to this magical 70 to 80% have been vaccinated or exposed so that we have enough antibodies so that the vaccine can find no home, so that the virus finds no home.
You want, yeah, exactly. You don't want to be a carrier. That's very good information, I think. I mean, this is not going to stop. We continue to have lots of questions. As a matter of fact, coming up in a few moments, hopefully we have some questions here that aren't necessarily just about COVID, but we do have questions for Dr. Ken coming up next here on the DJB Health Program. I'm Doug Steffen.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
DJV Health, Dr. Ken Kronos is here. Doug Steffen with questions for Dr. Ken. What does it mean, somebody who's a parent, looking at some numbers here, this particular school district administered 4,000 COVID tests with a positivity rate of 0.17. So that's less than one-fifth of 1%. Is that good? How do we know what these numbers are? What do they represent? And do these tests actually work, Ken?
That's extremely,
whether you do it at school or in the workplace or out in the public.
Well, that's an extremely low positivity. Remember, the test for COVID, you're either looking for antigen, which means you're currently infected with the virus and you have active disease, or there are antibody tests which can tell you you've had the disease in the past. You're measuring your body's response to the antigen, to the virus. And what you mentioned is an extremely low infection rate, which that school is in excellent shape in terms of how many kids are actually carrying or infected with the virus.
All right. So the questions continue, speaking about school, about teachers and child care workers. They are in most places apparently eligible for a vaccine now or will be soon so that the nation's schools can get back to work. What's it like in Florida? You live in Florida. Your clinic is in Mondura, Florida. So what are they doing to protect the students or their teachers?
Well, we're making some really great progress in Florida. Our governor just made available to the physicians a day or two ago this form that we can download. And we've done a great job of getting the people 65 and older their vaccines. But the governor now made available a form to the physicians that we can easily download that allows us to in seconds fill out this form. It's very easy, just essentially the name of the patient, our license number, and sign it that this patient has significant increased risk of getting severe COVID-19, and they should get the availability of the vaccine now. So that form is now available, and it's up to the judgment of the physician. Wow, the governor trusting the doctors. What a concept. And it's just wonderful, and allowing the patients who are at risk to get in line next. Also, the governor announced that teachers, firefighters, police, first line workers who are all should be eligible right now to get the vaccine, all of us who are on the front lines. And I think we're doing a great job down here in Florida of getting people vaccinated, and it seems to be going as well as possible. And obviously, you're never going to make 100% of people happy, but it seems like we're doing a job as well as possible compared to other places. And I would hope that, you know, we just get people out vaccinated as soon as possible. I was so encouraged to hear President Biden say that there would be enough stock available by the end of May for any American who wants a vaccine. That is fantastic news. And I would hope that everybody will consider, if you have any concerns, talk to your doctor about the vaccine. The vaccines have gone through more rigorous safety analysis than
all three of them.
Yes, the more rigorous safety analysis than other viral vaccines, and the only reason they were able to come so quickly to availability was the red tape that is there to get started was cut, and also the manufacturing of these vaccines began before they were approved, which is unique to any development of any new vaccine or even a therapeutic.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what do you believe, we've got a few seconds left here, it's a good question, about people being exposed at work. If let's say a workplace has had people in it that have COVID, should the public be told that there were employees that had COVID?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's how we will stop the spread. And people, if there's any doubt, need to stay home and get tested. This is an incredibly contagious virus, and we need to stop the spread. And hushing it up is only going to make things worse.
Yeah, you would think. That seems kind of crazy. All right, questions for Dr. Ken. You can hear him every week at this time. DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.